In the Tribune sports section this morning, Paul Sullivan writes, at age 88 and following what he called a very painful season in which the Sox set a modern-day MLB record with 121 losses, Jerry Reinsdorf simply could be tired of the aggravation and constant criticism over his decision-making. Paul, good morning. Is that what you think might have changed Jerry Reinsdorf's mind in the last year?
Well, it's hard to say. Speculation on my part, but certainly it doesn't get much worse than 121 losses and people shouting sell the team at every game down the stretch. I'm sure it's an aggravating season, and obviously Jerry's nearing the last years. I mean, I'm sure he can go on for a while, but everyone's mortal, and he's got to start thinking of what he's going to do. The idea that he would sell the team, he's denied for years that he was going to do this. He was going to let his kids make the decision. So it is surprising if it's true, this report. But, I think everything's up for grabs at this point.
Paul, I hear what you're saying about the sell the team, and it's got to be tiresome to go to the ballpark and hear the fans yelling to sell it and seeing the signs and all that. But I've always kind of been under the impression that would not drive Jerry Reinsdorf out of ownership. That it's not about defying
love,
the
love
fans.
From the fans, right? Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about that?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was saying, I'm sorry, I got a little choked up here, it's not something, the fan reaction is not going to drive him out of the game, that it would be something else.
It wouldn't be just fan reaction. I'm just saying that he's probably tired of it, but, he wants to figure out what's going on with the future of the team, the future of his family, what happens when he's gone. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get this new stadium deal for the South Loop Ballpark, and that has obviously gotten no traction. I think he's just thinking of what's going to happen. The lease for a guaranteed rate is up in 2029, mm-hmm. So they really have to make a decision on what they're going to do. And, my guess is that he wouldn't sell, and he would let his kids sell it. And then once the kids sell it, maybe Michael would probably be the point man there. And then maybe they would sell it to someone that would move it out of state, possibly to Nashville.
Hmm. Well, might this be a trial balloon in terms of seeing what's out there, seeing what...
It could be. Oh, for right? Sure. Yeah. It could be leverage. I mean, we've seen this before. Back in the 80s, the whole Sox moving to St. Petersburg thing, but it's a little different now because of his age and because of the state of the organization. I mean, this is basically the low point, at least in my lifetime, in
right.
White Sox history. You don't get much worse than what it is. It's going to be a long rebuild. Even the best-case scenario is going to be, 4 years, 4 or 5 years, and they would have to have everything click just to do that. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't talk to Reinsdorf except to say hello in the elevator sometimes at Sox Park, but he doesn't talk to the media very often, maybe once a year. So, it could be all speculation, but the report from The Athletic was, it was pretty specific about that he was in negotiations with a certain group headed by Dave Stewart. So it's hard to imagine that they would just throw that out there without any confirmation.
Yeah, and I also think it's hard to imagine that they would negotiate exclusively with that group.
Yeah.
And because I think it's been shown that when a Major League Baseball team, I know the Twins are being put on the block now by the Polads, when a Major League team's available, there is no lack of prospective buyers.
Yeah. And really, let's face it, all he had to do was have the team say, no, we're not interested in selling the team. That would have shut the story down right there, and they didn't do that.
Yeah.
They left it open. They said no comment. When you do that, you're just like asking for more speculation. So I think this, you know, maybe it benefits Jerry and gets it out there that maybe they will sell the team and, you know, get some more prospective buyers to bid it up.
If not Dave Stewart, wouldn't there be some Chicagoans interested in buying the Sox, Paul?
Well, you would hope so, but I don't know. I don't know who those would be that would be that interested in putting a lot of money into this organization that has got a lot of it's going to take a lot to get them out of this rut. But you know, owning a baseball team is a very expensive proposition. The guys that buy teams today, you look at Steve Cohen from the Mets, they're, you know, just bazillionaires and willing to spend whatever it takes, which is what he did, and which is why Reinsdorf voted against him to buy the Mets, because he knew he would, you know, just add to the salary structure going up. So, yeah. You know, when Reinsdorf bought the Sox, people forget he only put up 5% of, you know, the cost of it, and it would only cost like between 19 and 20 million. So really, he only spent around $1 million of his own money, and now it's worth $2 billion, and he's probably got about 20% of it. So he made a pretty good deal for himself.
Maybe Ken Griffin wants to come back from Florida and buy the White Sox.
I mean, he would be the guy that you would think has the kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, Oprah. I don't know. yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of rich, really rich people. I don't know how many of them are interested.
How about a former White Sox outfielder, briefly, who went on to own an NBA team?
Huh, that would be interesting.
Michael,
I can't imagine Michael would do that.
No.
But,
all right. Well, Paul,
know, he's got his NASCAR stuff going on, and you know, he's got his whole world ahead of him, so I don't think he'd want the headaches.
Well, there you go. Paul Sullivan's got some names he'll put in tomorrow's column in the Tribune, and we'll start the new rumors. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you hopping on with us this morning.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Take care.